Yeah, it is nice meeting you guys tonight. And I feel it's such a privilege to share the Word of God today with you together. Before I begin to share the Word of God, why don't you sing a song together, one song? I think you probably recognize this song together. So, yeah, I want to sing a song together about my Jesus, my Savior. Shout to the Lord. I'm first going to sing in Korean, because I'm from South Korea. So then, why don't you sing together after that? Does that sound good? Okay.
Ne guzu Yesunim, ju gatun bunun opne, ne pyeongsaenge chanyanghari. 놀라운 주의 사랑을 위로자 되시며 피난처 되신 이름 나의 영혼 온 맘 다해 주를 찬양합니다 온 땅이여 주님께 외쳐라 능력과 위엄의 왕 되신 주 산과 바다 소리쳐 주의 이름을 높이리 주행한 일 기뻐 노래하며 영원히 주님을 찬양하리라 신실하신 주의 약속 나 받았네
My Jesus, my Savior
My Jesus, my Savior Lord, there is none like you All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, O the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow out and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Amen. There's a reason why I want to sing this song together. You guys know well this song, right? I know well this song. Very well, about 30 years now, some. Because the languages are different. Culture, settings, everything's are different, but we have same thing, common thing. We have one God. That's why I'm here stand on and share the word of God together with you. Let me introduce myself again. My name is Kyungmin Choi. I'm from South Korea, not Africa. Yeah, actually, I lived in South Africa 13 years ago, about a year. So whenever I talk about South, it comes sometimes first instead of Korea. So I'm a pastor of Korea Evangelical Holiness Church and missionary of One Mission Society. You probably well know about the OMS. Today, I want to share the Word of God together with the title, A Kernel of Wheat. Let's look at the Word of God together, John 12, 20 2:12-4. Can you read it together? Okay, let's start. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. So they said, "We would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed, but it dies. It produces many seeds." It was Passover in Jerusalem. You know what it means, Passover. It's Israelites celebrate the delivery from God. They celebrate Passover as a commemoration of their liberation by God from slavery in Egypt. That's what Passover means. So everybody gathered together in Jerusalem. They praise and worship God together, over the nation. And some of visitors from Greece want to meet Jesus in person. They came to Philip and asked him, and he tell Andrew to guide them to Jesus. When they came to Jesus, Jesus tells about today's scripture, verse 23-24. Let's look at it again. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Jesus simply told them about what is faith. To believe God is to become a kernel of wheat, and it is the most glorious life. Jesus himself came to earth for becoming a kernel of wheat. That's why he came to earth with a human body flesh. When he became a kernel of wheat, the fruit will be plentiful. The death of kernel of wheat is not the end. It is just a kernel of wheat, but if it dies, the harvest are plentiful. What is this? This is a rice crop, and rice is many Asian countries' main meal. So we eat rice 3 times a day, every day. Like you eat bread and spaghetti and things like the same. Yeah. So, do you know how long does it take to grow a rice plant? It takes about 7 months. A grain of rice becomes rice plant in 7 months. And do you know how many times a rice crop produces? I Googled it. I found someone counted on it. It's amazing. And it makes about 160 to 108 grains from its plant. The Christianity in Korea began by a kernel of wheat, and now it becomes very fruitful. This is Yanghwa-jin Cemetery, was begun by John Heron, missionary of North Presbyterian Church, who was a doctor of King Gojong. Joseon Dynasty is a previous dynasty of the Republic of South Korea. There's a lot of missionary buried in this place. Pangela, Underwood, Herbert, Showed Hall. Some of them could leave their name, but there's some gravestones. Doesn't have any names. Even there's a graveyard for babies. Some babies, they put to die just about then they were born, but about a week. So when I see that, it really touches my heart. Hundreds of missionaries who died for Korea buried under this cemetery. This is Ondo's family graveyard. About 3 generations are buried in this place. Grandfather, father, son or daughter. They built a school to have illiterate people can read and write about themselves. They began school about 1915. About 101 years now, it becomes one of the top 3 universities in Korea. We call it Yonsei University. This is the under status in Yonsei University. And this is now present building. You see how big and beautiful now. Yeah, this is the other side. It's really huge university now. And this is the Avis missionary. He is a doctor missionary. He and other missionary begin hospital for to treat people who dies in simple disease. And this is the beginning of the Gwanghaewon. It's the first hospital in Korea. It begins 1885, 130 years ago. And now it become one of the top the hospital in Korea. We can compare to their skills like doctors in States. You can see how the modern and sophisticated nowadays in Korea. They came to Korea with a passion and stepped on the land that Lord shown to them, like Abraham. Leave your country, your people, and your father's household and go to the land I will show to you. Genesis 12:1. Do you know how long does it take from here to South Korea by plane nowadays? It's about 14 to 20 hours with a transition. But what about that days? It takes about 3 to 6 months by ship or even 12 months. Isn't it terrible? Stuck on a ship about 6 to 12 months. I was Navy because it's mandatory in my country. I was on sailing. The longest sailing was about 23 days. And that time I realized why the Marine boys, when they landed on the ground, they kiss on the ground. Because it's really terrible. You see same people about 23 days in same places and eat the same food, not even veggies, all the meats. It really makes your stomach, it's not happy at all. So, even it was a long time ago, I still remember how terrible it was. But I cannot imagine even more hundreds of years ago, how can they came to Korea like go through that kind of struggle, difficulties. And about this cemetery, there's a gravestone that really touches visitors' heart. Her name is Ruby Kendrick, who was a nurse missionary. This is her last word. This is her gravestone. Let's look at this. If I had 1,000 lives to give, Korea should have them all. She was a nurse missionary. She came to Korea in 1908, age 26. And she died in disease just about in 8 months when she came from Korea. She sent her last letter to her home church. And he wrote this. If I die, please tell Abbot Hughes, come to Korea 10, 20s, 50s, morning and evening. Her death was not in vain. After her death, 20 of Abbot Hughes committed and some of them came to Korea. And they gave their life too. Korea as well. This picture shows how early missionaries committed their life into mission. They clothing like Korean, eat the same food that is different from what they used to eat. Now, myself and my wife are staying here about 1 year and 1 month now. We moved here last year, September. But we mostly cook and eat at home. You know why? Because food is too salty or too sweet for us. So if we eat out like a couple of days, it always causes stomach ache. Seriously. And I cannot imagine how they get used to the life of Korea at that time, over 100 years now. There are lots of denominations in Korea now. Presbyterian Church was founded by North Presbyterian Church missions, and Baptist Church was founded by Baptist Church, and Methodist Church was founded by Methodist. And you know how my denomination, Korea Evangelical Holiness Church, founded by? It is by two men, Kim Sang-jun and Jung Bin. We put our surname first, and then first name comes last. So actually my name, whenever I interest myself in Korea, my name is Choi Kyung-min. This is right way. And many Asian countries do that too. One of the founders of OMS, Juji Nakara, he's Japanese, he was a revivalist. He came to Korea in 1904 and preached over several places. And these two men listened to his preaching and decided to go to OMS Bible Institute in Tokyo, Bible College in Tokyo. So when they finished their study, they came back to Korea and began church. And this is the beginning of Korea Evangelical Holiness Church. Now, at the beginning, I introduced myself. I'm a pastor of KEHC and missionary of OMS. And if you ask, which do you like best? It's kind of a difficult question for me. It's like the same question. Among your parents, who do you like best? Do you like father, mother? It can be some favorite, but both are important, isn't it? So KEHC is like a father to me, and OMS is like a mother to me. So I cannot separate both of them. And this is how our denomination begins in 1907. It really looks like ancient, just even 110 years ago. And this is the beginning of OMS Tabernacle. Actually, it's a seminary now. And you know how it changes now. And this is Foundation Stone of Korean Bible School. The founders. And Bible Institute teachers. And this is the present picture of university, the seminary, where I and my wife graduated. Isn't it amazing? I want to tell you about a story of a man. His name is Robert Germain Thomas. He is a first martyr in Korea Christianity. He was born in England, 1840, September 7th, and he was ordained when he was 24 and came to Shanghai, August 1863 with his wife. After 3 years, he came to Korea with a ship called General Sherman's, bring Bible, and was killed by Korean soldiers. His wife was dead by disease in China during 3 years staying, and he was killed by Korean at the moment when he stepped on the land to share the gospel. People who really want to reach with the love of God. His life seems fair and his death looks in vain. But you know what happened after his death? The miraculous work of God happened. When Thomas was killed, he passed his Bible to the soldier who killed him, named Chungon Park. He read Bible and became a Christian later. This is what he said. When I thrust a knife, when I was killing Western guy, I felt weird. When I thrust a knife into him, he grabbed his hand and said a word to heaven and passed me a book covered with hemp cloth. I killed him, but I couldn't reject his book, so I took it home. I quote this book from a book, Life of Thomas. It's in Korean. Doesn't have English version yet. He read Bible and became an elder of Anju Church later. And Chungon Park hid the Bible inside of his house because the Westerners at that time, they considered as invader. Because you know the history, a lot of the Europe countries, they make slavery of other countries and rule over the other countries. So there's a lot of history of invasions. So having the stuff from the Western guy can be dangerous to showing to others. So he hid the Bible very hidden side of his house. But you know what happened? his nephew found it and read it and become a Christian. Later that, he went to Shenyang, China, and met Lord's missionary there and helped him to translate First Korean Old Testament. Also, Thomas handed out, before his decapitation, a boy named Choi Chiryang, 12 years old, got it and tossed it to Yongsik Park, a government officer of Pyongyang. It was written in Chinese letters. Do you remember what year Thomas came to Korea? 1866, exactly about 150 years ago now. Can you imagine how precious the paper was at the time? Even a lot of poor country, paper is kind of expensive stuff to have. So he was so glad. And do you know what he did? He tore the Bible piece, and put stick on a window, door, ceiling, everywhere in his house. And you know what happened? So he sees his Bible everywhere. So when he wakes up, he read Bible. And when he lay down his body, he read Bible. Whenever he feel bored, he just keep reading Bible, and he become a Christian later. And this is his house. And this house later changes to became a church, Northdale Church, we call that. And this church later then changed to Jangdaeyeon Church, bigger church now in Pyongyang. And you know, the great revival happened from this church in 1907 throughout the whole country. Recently, I read some of a Facebook article about the Christianity in Korea, North Korea, not South Korea. You know, North Korea is under dictator now. There are still a lot of underground Christians, about 150,000 to 200,000 people still there. They keep praying about it for their freedom, democracy, and freedom for their religion. Think about it. If there's no one like him, I would not be here. I still can be a Buddhist or Confucianist or idolism because it's strong in many Asia countries. Think about yourself as well. If your ancestor, I know how American begins. The pilgrims, they came to states for the freedom of their religion. That's how began this country. That's how God blessed this country. But the sad thing is, people are losing their faith nowadays. So when I stepped in this room and hear a lot of the young voices like you teens, and it really makes me glad because I've been interacting with like teens and youth over 15 years when I was in Korea as a minister like Ethan. And I feel so much energy, and even more than I, it makes me glad that you guys have such a faith to get them together and share the word of God, share the joy together. Think about it. Thomas, he could have lived a comfortable life in England as a pastor with respect. Do you know how big gap exists between Korea and England at that time? Let's look at this. This is about the medical missionary report about 1885, April to December. How many numbers? About 9,000. It's about 130 years ago now, and I cannot imagine how big the hospital was at that time compared to nowadays. How they skillful. You can see how the simple disease killed people and have sickness like this. This is from one hospital, not the big, many hospitals, just from one hospital. You can imagine how the poor and difficulty in Korea at the time. But how about England? They began survey in 1863. In Korea, we had begun our subway station service 1974. Calculated how many gaps? 111 years gap. Just even numbers, you can catch how big gap exists between Korea and England. What made him coming to Korea? What? It is because of love of God. Love of God for the lost soul. Many missionaries died for Korea. It is about over 3,500 people. With their sacrifice, Korea became 13th largest economy in the world. And now we are second largest missionary sending country. This picture shows about 1950 South Korea. We had a Korean War between North and South. That's how still make our country divided. You can see all the land are devastated and destroyed. And this poor surroundings and house. But you know, this is how God changes our country. Seoul is one of the most beautiful city in the world has. You can Google it, find it everywhere about the Seoul, my country. How many of you have a Samsung phone and electronics and Hyundai, Kia car? It's an all Korean brand. That's how God changes our country through the gospel. Isn't it amazing? Their life, over 3,000 missionaries died for Korea. Their life considered to be ridiculous to others. But I believe they are the greatest one in God's eyes. I want to encourage you to live a precious life like them. I don't mean that you go to the mission field and be a moth like him, but you can live a life with a faith in God. I was a trainer for church planters and laity evangelism for several years before I came here. I visited church and trained laymen about 4 weeks and went to street evangelism together during training. And after that, we hear a feedback from some of the church members. I still remember one of the church members' testimony. She is a senior deacon and over 60 years old. And she said she never did personal evangelism before. But you know what she said? I felt such a joy when I shared the gospel with the people. Believe Jesus. Jesus is your Savior. The heaven is given for you whenever you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. And she said, why didn't I do it before? And I will do it until I go to heaven. When I hear that, it really touches my heart because I found serving God is such a joy to everyone. I have a dream. When I was like you guys, I had a dream to just to backpack travel all over the world. But you know, God changes my dream inside of him in faith. It is spreading gospel all over the world. Not just going and visiting the world, spreading gospel over the world. I have dreamed of this for 15 years now. And I have been to 13 different countries, and now I'm serving OMS in the United States. I've been to Nepal, Myanmar, Bangladesh, Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand, Japan, South Africa, Malawi, Botswana, Mozambique, Zambia, and living state now. And I never imagined came to stay as a missionary. But when my wife and I are praying about showing his direction for us, he led us states, and we are now living here as a missionary life. And I have no connection inside of states, but I have a desire to share the word of God to wherever I go. So since I just attended LifePoint Church about a year now, and we keep praying about, since we got here, praying about, God, please open the door for me to share the word of God. Not even I'm a pastor, as a Christian, I want to inspire and change people and let them have a dream. Let them have a faith in God. And God uses me. I have been thinking of this. If I go to mission field and plant a church, how many people can I reach? 100? 1,000? Maybe 10,000? Sounds like there's no amen. I'm not special, but I have a special Almighty God. So I believe I can reach the numbers, whatever I dream. But if I could send 1,000 missionaries every year and they could reach 10 people every year, what do you think? Which can be more influence effective? Sending 1,000 missionaries every year can be more effective, isn't it? Am I look special? I'm not special, but I know I'm a handsome guy. That's why my wife married me in 75 days. We did. From the first dating to married, 75 days. I want to ask you, what is your dream? What is your dream? I want to encourage you to have a dream in your life. Because if I'm not dreaming about spreading gospel over the world, God probably not open the door for me to go to the place. I'm still dreaming about it. That's how God brought me states. Do you believe God is living God? Amen? Amen. Yes, He's living God. This is not just about historical, biblical God. God is living God. We came here last year, September 11th, here, September 11th, a sad day. But whenever people ask about that day, I said, I brought blessing to you guys. Because that is really in my heart. We lived here without car about 4 months. Because I don't have big money and I don't have any credit, so I cannot buy a car with a loan and anything. Can you imagine that? And I have no clue about what this area, what kind of food can I get. But God is faithful God. People borrowed their car for us about 2 months with a lot of people. Just circulation. Even it's not easy plan to do that. And during the orientation of OMS, one of the guys listened to our prayer request. He just gave his car to us. December 30th, the second last day of last year, we got our car. I'll tell you this. I wanted to buy Toyota because it's a reliable car. It's good makers. And my wife wanted the Avalon because it's a nice car. Some of our friends, she helped us to settle down here, and her car was Avalon. So she said, it's really a neat car to have. But I said to her, it can be very expensive for us to buy the car. And as I said, I don't have credit, cash. I couldn't even buy a car at the moment. But you know what happened? When the cars came to us, it was Toyota Avalon. But I told my wife this. Why don't you pray about specific year? Because it's 2012. So pray in detail. God is listening to you. Isn't it amazing how God works through our life? Let me show this. This is how the president of KHC Missionary Sending. We have 61 countries filled, over 310 families. Now we have 592 missionaries sending out. And this is president of KHC. Church, 2,800 churches. Congregation, over 700,000. It began by Colonel Witt. And KCA, Korea Evangelical Church of America, we have our branches here as well. Over 200 churches and 20,000 people. Isn't it amazing? I want to encourage you, be a kernel of wheat wherever you go. Because you can change your school, your family, even your working place. There's a man who was called the great apostle and considered the first disciple among 12 disciples. When he preached, 4,000 people came to Jesus. Do you know who is it? Who is he? He's Peter. And do you know who brought him to Jesus? Let's look at the Word of God. John 1:40-42. Can you read it together? Okay. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is in Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You're Simon, son of John. You will be called Kephas," which one translated is Peter. Who's that? Who brought him? Andrew. I know many people just talk about Peter. He's a great apostle, one of the first disciples, can change 4,000 people's life. Many people want to be like a Peter and respect him. But if Andrew did not share gospel to his brother Peter, he would not know Jesus. I look for through the Bible how many times mentioned about Andrew. It's about just 12 times, something like that. One of the 12 disciples, Simon's brother Andrew, who followed John first, who bring the 5 loaves and 2 fishes to Jesus. Not many of the Bible books tell us about Andrew. But you know, Peter is the fruit from a kernel of wheat what Andrew saw. I want you to live a life like Andrew. If I ask you, do you want to be like a Peter? Can you be? People probably say, no, I can't. How can I change 4,000 people's life with one preaching? Most of people are kind of reluctant to saying that, okay, I can be like a Peter. But I want to encourage you to be like Andrew. There are still a lot of Peters waiting for us to share the gospel for them. They might be your friends, your company at working place, your brother or sister. Just share the word. Jesus loves you. Jesus is your Savior. They can change people's life. Share with people what you hear and know about Jesus. Jesus is truth, living God. This is what Jesus wants us to do. It is just a kernel of wheat, but if it dies, the harvest are plentiful. To change the world, we should be a kernel of wheat to bear fruit. People need gospel. It is light of the world that can only overcome the darkness and bring a joy, happiness, and peace to our life. The only way is Jesus. The only way is Jesus. Can you be like Andrew? Yes. Why not? Let's read one more Bible scripture together. Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in a house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Okay, who's our parent? We are children of God. You have body, flesh, biological parents in earth, but we have our Godfather. So doing your good deeds makes people praise our Father in heaven. That's why we need to behave ourselves wherever we go. We need to do our best. Be diligent. Be nice to others. Because this is the only way we show the love of Jesus Christ. Several years, I saw a lot of news about ISIS. Recently as well. A lot of the boys and people, they just kill people with the bombing terrors. Do you know what they say when they push the button? For Allah. Does our God, Jesus, ask us to kill others? No. He died himself on a cross because he loved us so much. He showed his love, how much he loved us. Do you believe Great Commission is just given to pastors or missionaries or pastor workers? No, it's not. Go and make disciples. It's given for everyone. That's why we share the gospel day by day. That's why Thomas came and over 3,500 people came to Korea and gave their life. That's why myself, my wife are coming here, living in a different culture, struggling with communicating with people, eating meals, and building a relationship. I cannot compare myself to like a Thomas, but I try to fulfill his will through my life. I really love worship. You know how I got such a joy? It was my teen days like you. When I was 13, I just felt so much joy communicating with God to worship and praise with Him. I didn't took any personal lesson. It doesn't mean I'm a genius. But at that time, it was just come on to playing guitar and sing a song together at a church. We just gather together every day and spend time at a church. It's just such a joy. And that is the days, times I really miss about it. Even I was born in Christian family, I met real God at that time in my life. If I just learned guitar for my joy and myself, I could not play so this long time. I began play guitar about 13 and now played about 27 years. I don't look that old, but yeah, if you're fully overwhelmed by Holy Spirit, you can be look young like me. I'm probably about close to your parents' age. But I'm still dreaming to share the word of God wherever I go. And it happens. Because this is not for my goodness, just for not for my glory. This is for Him. I can say God is living God. I just lived in South Africa about 1 year. But while I was in Korea, I can translate other guys to whenever we do the ministry together. And now living in the States about a year. My ability, it's not because I'm a genius, I'm smart, super smart. No, it's not. Whenever I committed my life to Jesus Christ, I ask His wisdom over me. And He really gives wisdom over me. Even He gives a lot of gray hair too. I have such a lot, not yet whole gray hair. Some people said, you still even have some hair. But I can say God is living God. And it is really important to work alongside with Him. I'm not asking you to be a pastor, be a missionary, or pastor workers. But whatever you do in your life, you can be a doctor, attorney, or run your own business, or just office worker. It doesn't matter. Have a faith on you, faith on Him, and share the gospel, share the love of Jesus Christ. Because it can change someone's life. It also can change your life as well. So I bless and encourage you to be a pathway for others bring gospel. Amen? Amen. See, yeah, I just want to show this picture. How can it take the light into the darkness? Like we just read about the Bible scripture. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your goodness, good deeds, and praise your Father in heaven. I want to encourage you to live a life like this. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this time to listen to the Word of God today and to share the life together today and praise and worship together. I bring this young generation before your presence. They are so precious in my eyes and in your eyes. We believe they are future of this country and future of this Christianity over the world. I believe they can be a conduit to change their school, their family, their community, and over the nations. Bless us. Bless us and be with us. And be a light of our life to follow you like a, live a life like a Thomas. I want to bless them to be a conduit to everywhere they go, whomever they meet. And encourage them to share the gospel that we hear about, learn about, know about you, because you are the living God. Because you are the Father, Godfather to everyone. Thank you for your loving care and unconditional love for us to give your Son, Jesus Christ, to us. We give all our glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.